This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 150 for Friday, November 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola prices continue lower on Friday as the sell-off in the futures and equities markets carries on for a second day. At the final settlement, the January canola contract loses $9.60 at $697.20 per ton, and the March contract gives up $10.60 at $701.80 per ton. An analyst comments today's sell-off is not as severe as Thursday's as crude oil prices are recovering from their steep declines. He also stresses the markets need to avoid putting too much in the forecast of rain for Brazil. The severe dryness in Brazil's central and northern regions will not be rectified with one dump of rain. Pressure on canola is also coming from pullbacks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, with losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal adding more weight. Gains in Chicago soy oil are trying to temper further losses. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending November 12th are 281,000 tons and down from the previous week. However, canola exports more than double to nearly 147,000 tons, while domestic usage eases back to about 177,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday afternoon. The loonie rises to 72.9 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.73. France says 71% of its soft wheat has been planted and it rates 86% good to excellent. France's corn harvest reaches 97% complete. Russia announces it will send 200,000 tons of free grain to six African countries in the near future. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says 18% of Argentina's projected 43 million acres of soybeans have been planted. The exchange cuts its call on Argentina planted corn acres by 3% at 17.6 million, and the exchange estimates 20% of Argentina's wheat crop has been harvested. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The January contract loses 20 cents at $13.40 per bushel. January soy meal gives up $12.70 at $436.50 per short ton. But January soy oil climbs almost 0.4 of a cent at 51.21 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its March contract is down 8 cents at $4.85 per bushel. Oats are also lower as its March contract gives up 8 cents as well at $3.61. The U.S. wheat complex is following suit as Chicago March loses a nickel at $5.76. Kansas City March pulls back 8.5 cents at $6.27.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 8 cents at $7.32. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, November 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.